Random House Audio presents Songs Without Words by Ann Packer. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Prologue, 1976. Each evening, the streetlights came on at dusk, and the view out the window changed from barely glowing kitchens and TV rooms to the houses that contained them, and to the trees that sheltered the houses. It seemed to Sarah Beth that for a little while there was a kind of balance out there, an equilibrium. But then, quickly, darkness came down from the sky, and soon the lit rooms returned to prominence, and finally everything else was black, and the world seemed limited to a few bright windows on a street in Palo Alto. She was at her desk now, doing homework. At John Castleberry's desk, which, like his room, was available for her to use this year because he was away at college. Across the hall, Liz was working, too. The first couple weeks of Sarah Beth's living here, they had done their homework together at the dining room table, as they so often had in the past, when Sarah Beth lived in her own house across the street. But doing homework together night after night was different from hooking up from time to time, for company or help, and now they studied separately. Out in the hall, Mrs. Castleberry was talking to Liz's younger brother, Steve, who'd started junior high this year. "Just some math," Sarah Beth heard him say. "I'm on top of it." "I know you are," Mrs. Castleberry said, "but don't forget to get on top of those dirty clothes we talked about, too."
"I know," he said. And though he sounded impatient with it.